T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game out of Falcons Friday from the racetrack off Mansell Road in Alpharetta, exit 8 off Georgia 400, and you head on west. Got to get my bearings right. About 3-4 blocks, and we're up here talking to you. Peach Pass is here, and they're signing people up for the Peach Pass today. If you don't have a Peach Pass with that new fandangled thing that's going to go in on I-75 and the extension on I-85 around town, you need a Peach Pass. It's free to sign up for the Peach Pass. You get your Peach Pass, and, of course, they'll give you a little credit, too, $5 credit for your Peach Pass, too, if you want to have it. Do you have a Peach Pass yet?
No, I don't. You know what? Honestly, John, for the way that I go, I really don't need one. And, I don't need one right now. It all depends. And I'm waiting to hold out. I'm holding out to see how it works out for me when we go to Flowery Branch. Ever we win in this day for Falcons open training camp. So, I mean, open locker room. So, if I need one, then I'll probably get one.
I got my Peach Pass. So, you know what? Two or three racetracks ago, I got my Peach Pass.
That's how we do it now. Two or three Fridays ago, we was at the racetrack. Yeah, that's how we do it.
Two or three racetracks ago, I got my Peach Pass. We were coming home one day from Flowery. I think it was during a mandatory minicamp. You and I, the traffic on 85 was all backed up, and
jumped in the Peach Pass lane.
I jumped in the Peach. I went, I could do Peach Pass.
Swanky man.
Man, how about
see,
this?
See, I haven't had to do that yet, but you best believe. See, I got some friends at the Peach Pass now, so when I need one, I'm gonna definitely go get it.
Yeah, well, you get ready for all of these things. With Peach Pass, and you can get that here and sign up today as well. But, of course, we're looking forward to the game tonight, 7:30 kick in New Jersey. And, Hugh, I know you talked about some of the things that you had were looking forward to watching tonight, and you had mentioned a couple of those in terms of Ricky Ortiz at fullback. You'd already talked about that. But tell me a little bit about what you're thinking about at left tackle with Jake Matthews. That was one of the things that you put down. We, by the way, posted those things on our website at 929thegame.com. If you want to see the things to watch for tonight, what Hugh and I are looking for tonight, that article is up right now at our website, 929thegame.
Well, the reason why this is intriguing to me, because, as you know, right now Ty Sombrello is not playing. He's the guy that on the depth chart, he's slated to back up Jake Matthews. And the reason why I find this position intriguing is because – you know, you don't want to get anybody out there hurt. And you know, with Ty being out and not being able to play, that means that somebody has to slide out there to that tackle spot that probably isn't accustomed to playing. Now, that does not mean, since we haven't been out there at training camp, that does not mean that somebody hasn't been getting reps at that tackle spot. But to see him out there, who's going to be out there, it's going to be interesting because it could be one of two things. It could be a great night, and you could have somebody out there that could potentially be a person that you can slide in there just in case something happens. God forbid it does happen. Or it could be a total disaster. It could be a total disaster. So that's why I'm kind of looking at that.
Yeah, the one thing you don't want to have happen again. What is the number one goal of the game tonight? Get out healthy.
Oh, I thought you was about to say to win. I was like, nah, not to win. Because I was thinking, that's why I paused a little bit. I mean, winning is cool, but you want to stay healthy. You want to stay healthy. You want to get some quality work. You want to get a chance to look at some of these young guys. But, yes, John, you want to get out this thing healthy.
Yeah, number one goal of life here. And if you believe Dan Quinn, he says the rotations, he says he's going to look at Matt Ryan and Matt Schaub in the first half, and then he's going to look at Grayson and Benkert in the second half, which means I think we'll see quite a bit of Matt Schaub, which sort of surprises me, especially for the first game. You know, you wouldn't think that they necessarily need a whole lot of work. Certainly Matt Ryan, maybe a series or
– I would say collectively. Anything, you know, I would say collectively 20 plays. And I'm going to lean maybe Matt Ryan 6, Matt Schaub 14, something like that.
One of the issues tonight, of course, will be the quarterback rotations. Also, which rookie are you most excited to see tonight? Calvin Ridley, Ito Smith, Deidre Sanat, or Isaiah Oliver? And you can vote on that poll, which is up right now at our Twitter at 929thegame. Let's take you live to New Jersey, where our John Michaels getting ready for the game tonight is going to be part of the broadcast team of course, on the field for this preseason opener. And I know exciting times. John, you got to be pretty gassed. Here it is. It's been a long time since, I mean, way too long since you've been standing on the field getting ready for a Falcons game.
Yeah, absolutely, guys, and good morning. You know, last time I was on the field, it was freezing cold and standing there, you know, about 5 yards from where Julio Jones couldn't come down with a reception. Obviously, stakes a little bit different now, but it is good to get back to football. It all ends really quickly, but then it begins really nice as well, and it's good up here today. Bright and sunny, beautiful. We don't get the torrential downpour that we had here last October when we played the Jets.
What was the overall mood of the team on the way up to New York? Were they upbeat, or was it more of like a business like approach on the way up to New York?
I mean, upbeat and business, Hugh. I mean, you know, you got to remember, and I know you've been through this a lot. There's a lot of guys that have never made a trip like this before. And I just heard John talking about all the rookies. Yeah, they played college football, but it's different when you get on a team and you know you're a professional athlete, and this will be the first game that could determine the rest of your career. Not just the guys that were drafted. Then all of a sudden there's all these players that literally, this might be their one of two road trips. They take this one, and then we'll go to Jacksonville in a couple of weeks. So it's upbeat. It's a lot of bright-eyed guys, a lot of guys looking around. And then for the veterans, it's, you know, kind of showing the way. Hey, here's what we're doing. You got to think, like, some of the simple stuff that we take for granted traveling, there's guys that don't know where to go, don't know what bus to get on. You know, I heard guys go, hey, how do I know where my seat is? Simple things like that. So it is a business approach, but it's a lot of fun to watch some of these young players that are excited to get their first NFL action.
Our good buddy John Michaels joining us live from New Jersey for a couple of minutes as he gets ready to call the action from the sidelines tonight for the Falcons and the New York Jets, with our coverage beginning at 5:30 with the pregame show and kick at 7:30. Do want to remind you that because John is in New York, Randy McMichael's in, so that'll be Rick and Randy at Twin Peaks and Buckhead today from 10 to 2. So after we're done here in Alpharetta, Twin Peaks and Buckhead live middays as they give away tickets to the Big 3 basketball tournament tonight at the Infinite Energy Arena. So a lot going on Sports Radio 92.9. Very busy day today. John, we're asking that poll question about the rookies today on our Twitter, on our show. I want to take Calvin Ridley out of it for you because I know we're all excited about seeing Calvin. But of all the other rookies, Ito Smith, you don't necessarily have to vote in the poll, but you started thinking about Sanad and Oliver and Oluwakan and Gage and all the other undrafted rookies, the McNitts of the world. Who are you most intrigued and excited about seeing tonight?
For me, John, it's simple. It's Deidre Sanad. I've got to see what this kid can do. You didn't address defensive tackle maybe as much as everybody would want, and I know Terrell McClain right now listed as the starter at DT, and I think T-Mac will actually end up being your starter for good stretches of the year. But Deidre Sanad's the guy they want to put next to Grady Jarrett and see what he can do. He's got the same body type. When I talked to him during training camp, he said primarily right now he's working at the one technique, so he's going to be the shade off the center and commanding a double team a lot. I think importance-wise, even more so than Calvin Ridley, because, you know, let's be real, Julio Jones is still your number one, Mohamed Sanu is still your number two for right now. Deidre Sanad needs to be a guy that comes in and eats up a lot of the snaps that Dontari Poe took a year ago. Poe took 700 and some odd snaps at defensive tackle. You've got to find a way to have a guy or two to be able to go in there and eat up some of those snaps. And I think Deidre Sanad's a guy that in a year or two could be a really big player for this team. But I think in year number one, he's got to be able to come in and probably take 250 to 300 snaps and do them really well.
You know, when you look at this offense, granted, it's probably going to be a small sampling size of what we see tonight. What are one or two things that you want to see from this offense initially from those 6 to 10 snaps that they're going to take?
You know, you're not going to see it a lot tonight, Hugh, but I want to see some more big plays. We were talking with Arch yesterday, and one of the things that was gone a year ago and helped your offense go from 34 points down to 22 points, you just didn't have the big explosive touchdown plays that they had the year previous. I think you need to find a way to get those chunk yardage plays. Last year, it just felt like it was a meat grinder. Every time you went out there, and you might go score, but it would be 11 plays and 65 yards, and you're like, why is it taking so long when you've got all of these guys? I've got to see if Steve Sarkisian's found a different way to get these guys in space and make some of the huge open field plays that they did under Kyle Shanahan in the Super Bowl year. Start taking the top off. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, bat drop on a 7-step and throw it straight down the field to Julio or somebody else. How about the 15-yard deep over route where a guy breaks a tackle and the next thing you know, he's 60 yards to the house? We need to see more of that. I don't think you'll see a ton of it tonight because I think today's just more about getting warmed up, getting a series or two in just to get your feet wet in the preseason and then get the heck out of there. But as this preseason develops, I got to see this offense find a way, and it might even be under the Kirk Benkirks or the Garrett Grayson, find some deep plays and some big throws again.
John Michaels for another minute in New Jersey as he gets ready for the game tonight, 7:30 kick on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Other side for a moment, John. I know that we're going to talk about the Jets coming up in the hour and take you to New York and get their side of it. But from your perspective, Sam Darnold, there is a belief. Baker Mayfield had a pretty good night last night in the same stadium against the New York Giants. What's expected of Sam Darnold as you know it from the Jets fans today?
Well, you know, it's from the fans, they want to see him. Yeah, let's be honest, the Jets haven't had a quarterback in a long time. They've tried about 60 different ones since, you know, Vinny Testaverde was pretty good in the 98 year. It seems like the Jets have had a quarterback rotation. From the fans, I think they want to see him. From the team, we talked with Manish Mehta yesterday, who covers the group, and he doesn't think Sam Darnold comes in until the third quarterback tonight. He thinks McCown will get the start, give you the 5 to 7 snaps, whatever that may be. And then he believes Teddy Bridgewater is going to be number two in the game, partly because the Jets might be trying to showcase Teddy Bridgewater for a potential trade somewhere down the road. And then he thinks that Sam Darnold will come in as the third QB tonight, but he could get a lot of snaps with the second and third teamers. He also told us yesterday he feels that Darnold's going to be a guy a week from now that'll be the number two quarterback, and that the Jets, their brass and everybody else, really feels that Sam Darnold's the guy that's going to walk in and by week one be the starter for the New York Jets.
Well, John, we look forward to the game tonight. I know you're going to be on the field, and it will be as I do remember that game, that rain game. Dan Quinn said, I think Dan Quinn, John, said that was the most miserable he's ever been in a football game.
It was for me, and I've done, you know, 7 below 0 in Green Bay. I've done where it's 95 degrees in Kansas City and humid, it's sunny. I've never been as miserable as I was with the Jets game. Because I can tell you, no matter how much waterproof gear you have, it eventually soaks through. And that became the problem last year. I had waterproof jacket, pants, and everything else. And by the second half, I was just drenched. And it was cold, and it was windy, and it was wet, and there was no way to get around it. And thankfully today, we don't have those problems at all.
Well, John, we look forward to the broadcast tonight, and I don't have to tell you to enjoy yourself. Welcome back to a Falcons Friday, and welcome back to the NFL and Falcons football. Thanks for taking a few minutes, brother.
Thank you, kind sir.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
John Michaels, of course, will join the Midday Show later on today. In the Midday Show, we'll be broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead, where they're drawing for Big 3 basketball tickets for the tournament tonight at the Infinite Energy Arena. And that will be at Twin Peaks Buckhead 10 to 2 today at the top of the hour with Rick and Randy McMichael. All right, your chance right now from the racetrack in Alpharetta to make your Friday a little bit more special with $1,000 in your pocket.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
POP, P-O-P. POP to 72881, POP to 72881. Message data rates may apply. Do not text and drive so you don't get popped by the police. POP to 72881. Do you call it Coke? Do you call it soda?
Pop.
Or do you call it pop?
I'm going to the grocery store and get some pop. That's what we call it back in up north. That's what it was called. We used to call it pop.
Daryl, do you call it soda? Do you call it pop? Or do you call it Coke?
I call it Pepsi.
Well,
in his sexy voice.
No, that was the Odell Beckham commercial.
Is it soda, is it pop, or is it Coke?
Hey, babe, would you like some Pepsi? You crazy.
AT, is it soda, is it pop, or is it Coke?
Soft drink.
Oh, okay. I didn't ask that right. I guess it's soft drink. You want a soft drink. All right, Wendy, is it soda, pop, or Coke?
You want a soda.
You want a soda?
Soda. No, no soda. One says it like that.
Yeah. Soda. Maybe they do a bit of soda.
Oh, they say pap.
Hey, pap.
Pap. Who'd you like a pap?
Yeah. No, they want a soda.
Minnesota.
Yeah, right. No, I had to get out of the Coke thing, you know, because the waitress down south, if you don't know this, they will say, you know, hey, do you want a Coke? And they say, yeah, sure. And they'll go, what kind?
Yeah, know? Coke.
Yeah. You want a Sprite? You want a Pepsi? It's sort of like Kleenex, you know, everything is a Coke, you know, it just became kind of the catch-all. But pop to 72881, pop to 72881, and hopefully you win $1,000 in the National Signing Bonus and can make your Falcons Friday an even more memorable day. I want to thank everybody that's showed up so far here, and we've had a lot of people roll through the racetrack here on Mansell Road, Hugh, to talk to them. We've had Falcons fans. We had, You know, whenever you show up, we get those Eagles fans. They come out of the woodwork.
You said it like that's a bad thing, those darn Eagles fans. As a matter of fact, join 92.9 The Game and Ackerman Security because we're going to hook one lucky winner up with a Philadelphia Flyway with Hugh Douglas. That would be me to kick off the football season from September 5th through the 7th. The Philly road trip includes round-trip airfare, courtesy of Southwest Airlines, two-night hotel stay, and a $1,000 gift card. Visa gift card, that is. Go to contest page at 92.9thegame.com to register today.
Now, that's a pretty cool price. There's actually another benefit to that trip that you didn't mention. That's the Falcons win in Philadelphia.
Huh?
Huh?
Listen, John, I'm neutral. I'm already getting heat behind this.
Wait a
because
second. I thought Daryl was Switzerland. Now you're Switzerland?
I'm going back to Philadelphia with Falcons fans to a place where I used to stay. And they're already, like, people are already asking me questions. And I'm as honest as I possibly can be. Because I was asked the other day, who do you think is going to win the game? And I said, listen, this Falcons team is very, very talented. That's a fact. That's a fact.
And did Eagles fans forget that they were a half a yard away from losing that game at home?
John, it don't matter what you were. What happened was the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. That's the bottom line. So, you know, it is what it is.
Broadcasting from Racetrack Live. You still have about 47 minutes to the top of the hour. We're going to be here. Drop by if you're in the area of Alpharetta on Mansell Road. Say hi, take a picture.
Yeah, and get a peach pass.
Right.
Get a peach pass.
Because Peach Pass is here with the tent, and Peach Pass is signing people up. It's free to sign up. And if you're going to drive 75 or 85 anytime soon, you're going to need, if you don't have one, a Peach Pass.
Peach Pass. Get it today. Come get it right now.
When we get back, the other side of the story, the Jets side of the story, we'll take you back to New York and talk about what they anticipate for this game tonight on this Falcons Friday with John and Hugh.
Getting your morning off to a great start
with John and Hugh, live for the racetrack on Mansell Road in Alpharetta.
The game is everywhere.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm John and Hugh at Racetrack on Mansell Road in Alpharetta, here till the top of the hour, taking you to Rick and Randy McMichael today, who are going to be live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead from 10 to 2. It's a busy day on the station. All that leading you up to pregame at 5:30, and then the kick at 7:30 tonight of the Falcons and Jets in the first preseason game of the year. And just talking to some Falcons fans about the excitement level of just having the team back on the field. And you set aside all these game stories just to see the Falcons back in action tonight for the first time since the game in Philadelphia in January is just it's going to be kind of like, oh, okay, cool, here we go. I mean, football's back.
Football's back, man, and people are excited about it. People are excited about the start of the season. High expectation. Confidence levels are high with the Atlanta Falcons right now, and confidence levels are – and, well, the expectations are that the Falcons are going to be representing the Super Bowl. And that's where it is. I mean, every team like that is in the NFL is like that right about now, John. They all feel like they got a shot at the Super Bowl. But I think that the Falcons roster – gives them a great opportunity to be the representatives in the NFC at the Super Bowl.
Again, don't expect too much tonight in terms of the starters. We're going to see a lot of backups, as John Michaels was telling you a moment ago. They expect the rotation for the quarterback of the Jets to be Josh McCown, then Teddy Bridgewater, and then Sam Darnold. And look, these new quarterbacks, a great young quarterback, a great quarterback can change the entire trajectory of your franchise. We all understand that. This is why everybody in Cleveland so excited about what they saw. Baker Mayfield last night threw for 212 yards and whatnot, and a couple of touchdowns, though the big long touchdown to Antonio Callaway that he threw was just a little slant pattern. Threw it about 6 yards, and Callaway did the rest. But still, nonetheless, this is what I think Jets fans are thinking of Sam Darnold. And there are a lot of experts who believe that the Browns made a mistake, Hugh, that Sam Darnold was actually the best quarterback available. Let's take you to New York, get the New York side of things. We are joined by Brett Callahan of WPIX-TV in New York to kind of give us the insight on the Jets angle of this game tonight. Brett, welcome to 92.9 The Game.
How you guys doing this morning?
Living a dream, Brett. Brett, I just want to know, why are they trying to trade Teddy Bridgewater? What is he doing?
Well, look here. Here's the thing with Teddy Bridgewater. He's had a knee injury. Everyone knows how bad it was. He's back on the field. He looks great. I really think the Jets want to start Sam Darnold as a quarterback. And if they want to do that, you can't have $15 million in salary on the bench in Josh McCown and Teddy Bridgewater. So you've got to treat one of them, and McCown's the veteran who's the teacher has gone home to trade Bridgewater. It's as simple as that.
Really? Yeah, well, right. Yeah, and that's the, so they're going to be basically showcasing him tonight. Brett Callahan at WPIX. Now, Brett, I sit here with Hugh Douglas, who tries to hide the fact that he's a former Jet.
really, John?
Well, you're talking to Eagles fans.
I'm taking
people to Eagles games.
I'm not trying to hide. I'm proud of the fact that I was a Jet.
In gangrene colors. Come on.
I would never downplay the fact that I started out as a New York Jet. Most people identify me as a Philadelphia Eagle, but I can't forget my roots, man. I don't forget my roots. Thanks, John. Thanks a lot.
Quarterback for who when you were a Jet? That's what it's all about here. Who is the starting quarterback for the Jets this season? Do we finally have a franchise quarterback in Sam Darnold? That's the question. That's the question every Jet fan wants to know. You know, that's really it. And Bridgewater has his show pass. Great. Denver needs a backup. They might be interested. So I'm not going to see what happens there. You know, you can expect McCown for a series. And then you go to Bridgewater and see what happens, you know?
Talking with Brett Callahan at WPIX-TV in New York as we get ready for the game between the Jets and the Falcons on Sports Radio 92.9. The game tonight with kick at 7:30. Hey, Brett, I got to ask you know, what's the realistic expectation? You talk about the Jets. What are their expectations of Sam Darnold? Because you do say, you know, hey, he's going to be our starter. But this is a franchise that I would argue to you, Ken O'Brien was good. You know, they had, Chad Pennington had a couple of good years, but really hasn't had a franchise quarterback, in my opinion, since Joe Namath. I mean, they think that this guy is the guy that will change all the fortunes of this franchise.
Yeah, I really do think so. When you talk to people in the Jets brass, they're like, we got the guy. You know, for me, when I was a kid, I was a Giants fan. So I'm looking at the draft, I'm like, oh, the Giants got to take Sam Darnold. They've got to take Sam Darnold. Baker Mayfield's going to Cleveland. The Giants take Barkley. The Jets wind up with Darnold. It was a God's blessing to Jets fans, basically. He is the real deal. Accuracy could be an issue. I mean, he had problems in college, but he had a young offensive line, young wide receiver. So I really do think you've got to start him early. You've got to get him in there. And the expectations are that he's the franchise guy. He's probably the franchise quarterback, the second Jets franchise quarterback after Joe Namath. That's the expectation.
You know, when you look at this, team, they were the 25th ranked defensively last year, and they drafted some young defensive tackles. I'm asking about Nathan Shepard. What have you seen from him in these Jets practices?
I mean, the guys have been good on defense. I got to tell you, but here's the thing: the Jets last year only had their leader in sacks was DeMario Davis with 5, and for me, I'm looking at Khalil Mack. I'm saying to myself, that's what I'm saying. Jets have a lot of cap money. It's not showing up in Oakland. Maybe there's a deal there. Maybe something can happen. You get 10 sacks, 10 and a half sacks on the Jets. And that's where you go from there. I mean, the Jets have the safeties. They have Jamal Adams, who made some controversy. We'll talk about that in a second with his comments. But for me, it's all about what's not there. They need pressure. The last time you really had a pressure was with you and with a guy like John Abraham. And that was years ago. The Jets didn't get to the quarterback. The Jets have three problems. The three problems the Jets have is, who is the starting quarterback? Can they protect the starting quarterback? And the last problem is, can they get the starting quarterback?
Brett, I'm sorry to say that we are having serious issues with the phone. We appreciate you taking a few minutes. That's Brett Callahan at WPIX. Yeah, no, that's all right. It's just fading in and out on us here. He did, and we want to thank Brett Callahan at WPIX for joining us here this morning, talking about the Jets side of it. He did bring up, and he wasn't going to, you know, hopefully if we had a clear line, we would ask him about it. If you missed yesterday, we were talking to you about Jamal Adams, the young safety who called out his own teammates, saying that last year when he showed up with the team, that there just wasn't a drive or desire from the players to the locker room to the coaching staff to management, called them all out and said, basically, these guys just sleepwalked through the year and didn't really care that much. He didn't see any of it in an effort, I guess, to try to fire his team up. But, boy, that's a risky business when you start doing that in the locker room.
Yeah, I would think so. I think that there's a better way to motivate. You don't always motivate from a negative standpoint. I think that he could have kept his comments to himself. Because when you give it to the media like that, and I understand that everybody wants your team to be transparent, you want to pull the curtain back like we like to say, But I think that some things should be left in-house. And I also think that there's a way to motivate people. You don't supposed to motivate people from a negative standpoint. That's my personal feeling. You get more done with what they say, sugar, than you do salt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you want your teammates to play better, number one, you have to practice better. That's the biggest thing that I've taken from my years of going 1-15, 3-13, and having losing seasons, is that you have to go out there with that positive mentality from the gate. You don't go out there and you dog cuss somebody. I mean, there's a little bit of dog cussing that goes on with that, but there's also some positive motivation that goes along with that as well. I don't think you get in the media and get there and you had a podium and you start talking bad about your teammates. I don't think that's the right way to go. I really don't.
Well, it wasn't that last night, really. I mean, all of a sudden last night, the seminal picture of last night, before, not on the field. Cam Newton and Kelvin Benjamin standing next to each other at Buffalo.
Are we going to get to that?
Yeah. Oh,
I wanted to talk about that, yeah. Man. I tell you. Cam Newton, to me, and I know we discussed it this morning, I think he handled it the best way that you can handle that. You went to the person, you went to the source, and it was obvious that Kelvin Benjamin wasn't about that life, because Cam, I forgot who was talking to Cam when he was standing by him, and he shoot him off, and Cam put his hands behind his back. Now, that's the universal symbol. That's the universal symbol in the hood is, I'm about to put these hands on you, but I'm not about to, because I'm trying to be a grown man about this situation. Mm-hmm. That's why when you saw Cam put his hands behind his back, it was like, okay, let's talk this out, because, you know, you're talking real reckless right now. And that's what I kind of got from it. I think Cam did what he was supposed to do in a situation like that. You didn't go up to him with a whole lot of smoke. You went up to him and you asked him a question, and he started to, you know, to chirp. And Cam knew the guy, whomever recorded that, he knew somebody was recording. That's why he put his hands behind his back, because he didn't want to throw them things. He didn't want to throw them hands. But that, you don't do things like that. If you have a problem with somebody, man, you go to the source. You don't let that play out in the media. You don't go with that he said, she said, and start, you know, throwing rocks and hiding hands. I think Cam handled it the best way that you possibly could as an adult. It went no further than where it went. He said what he had to say, and he kept it moving.
Well, and Cam looks like the bigger man here, obviously, because Kelvin Benjamin was the one who was, you know, and again, if you believe what we hear out of Carolina, this really had nothing to do with the fact that Cam wasn't throwing Kelvin the ball in the right places. This had to do with something off the field.
Totally
Kelvin,
different.
And Kelvin decided to make it an on-field to you know, that there's some falling out, because that the guy from Carolina told us he used to be boys.
Yeah, they used to be cool. But you know what? The consensus is this, John, is that what Kelvin Benjamin said wasn't that far off. Cam is probably one of the most inaccurate quarterbacks in the NFL. There's no question about that. But Kelvin Benjamin, you know, when you're throwing rocks at somebody, you look at what you brought to the table. You came into camp twice overweight. You came in not prepared. And not only that, Cam had his best season as a quarterback when you weren't on the field, the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you want to talk bad about Cam, but you got to look at yourself in the situation too, because you still looked a little chunky last night. You still looked a little chunky last night when you had that wrap on your leg and whatnot. You looked like you were not an NFL receiver. You looked more like a big tight end. You looked like a tight end.
We are broadcasting live from the racetrack on Mansell Road in Alpharetta. John and Hugh till the top of the hour. Take you to Twin Peaks and Buckhead with Rick and Randy. Busy Friday, a Falcons Friday. Braves open an 11-game homestand tonight. And the Falcons get on the field for the first time since last January in a game you can hear on the home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, yeah, that she and Texans wide receiver Hopkins were dating. She went on Twitter and said, "I'm single," with the shrug emoji and a happy face. DeAndre Hopkins himself also went to his Twitter account and said, "Y'all know I could care less about social media, but your boy is single," also with the shrug emoji. Iggy Azalea tweeting one more time, "I have come to the conclusion I'm going to be alone forever. I'm completely fine with that. I have a routine now."
Wow, that's kind of depressing.
But this is where it gets kind of bizarre. So are they or aren't they? Because since those tweets yesterday, both have been removed. So her "I'm single" tweet has been deleted, along with that second tweet that she said she's going to be single forever. And then his tweet has also been deleted. So we don't know the status of the couple, whether they had a conversation after they tweeted and after her Miami station interview. No clue, but it's just kind of a bizarre turn of events.
I'll tell you what happened. He was like, "Look here, woman. Don't be telling everybody all my business like I'm dating you. What you doing? You messing me up. I don't need all these people all in my business like that." That's what he told her. Because initially,
but he tweeted it, Hugh.
But this is how I heard it. Like, you're right, but okay. I heard the first salvo was fired when he was like, no, that's not my woman. He said, I'm single and ready to mingle. From what I read, he said that first, and then she cleaned it up.
He's one of those guys that says, I don't want a relationship, but you're the only person I'm dating.
Yes.
Because I don't he wants to see what else is in the field.
No, it's because, for whatever reason, why is it, especially nowadays, why is it important for your relationship status to be, if you're in a relationship on social media nowadays? That's the worst thing you could do for yourself. I think the best relationships are the ones that nobody knows about. That's the truth.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious.
In an era where there's relationship stuff all over the place, if you're a secret to somebody, I mean...
No, I think...
That's how I perceive it. I'm a giant secret if I'm not on...
No, and see, that's the problem. As long as you and this person are vibing and y'all are having fun and everything is working out, why does the world need to know that y'all are together?
Because they need to know, Hugh.
Why?
Because then
you're single. Why is right?
Why?
Because then you're single.
That's why.
So what?
I don't believe it. You don't need to know.
Have you not heard of Instagram official? You have to post a picture.
See, I don't.
Oh, my God.
And see, that's the problem.
Not, no.
You know what, Wendy? Yes, I have heard of Instagram official.
Thank you.
That's one of the main reasons why I don't have a girlfriend to this day. It's because it was cool. It's cool to be non-Instagram official until it ain't cool, until all your friends. So why isn't he posting on his Instagram, you and him, pictures?
Because
why I got to post pictures of my relationship?
Because we want to feel
you
important.
You are important. I'm hanging out with you. I'm taking you to dinner.
But we want people to see that you're taking us out to dinner and that you're hanging out with us.
Let me tell you this. Ladies, potential dates out there, that if you want to date me, if I'm taking your butt to dinner, if I'm spending money on you, damn it, you're special. Because I'm not spending money on anybody. Listen, I don't know how. The way my bank account's set up, I'm not taking everybody out to eat.
You don't understand. We need you. We need a picture or Snapchat that you are taking us out to dinner.
Let me tell you what else it is.
Wait, it's not,
I work.
It's not
wait a minute, hold
real?
Up, John. I got this because you're married. I got this, John, because you're married.
I know you do.
I work from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. I am on a schedule. If I'm carving out time in my busy day to hang out with you, damn it, you're special. And you better start acting like it.
Excuse me?
Well, I'm not saying you with it.
You better start posting on your social that I'm
See,
that special.
Come on, man. That's
just
ridiculous
one picture,
to me.
It takes 2 seconds. You have enough
I
time
don't
to
need
post your
to post the picture,
but
baby.
You have enough time to post your gym selfies. You can't post a picture of
because
me
because I'm
you
getting, I'm keeping it right.
Time.
I'm keeping it tight. I'm keeping it right,
because
getting it right, keeping it
because
tight.
Because to us, that means you're just keeping the field open and your options open.
No, listen.
Because you don't want to be seen.
So,
listen,
I don't believe in being fat and happy. I'm going to stay in shape. So, even if I'm dating or not, I'm going to still work out. I don't believe in that. So, it's not like.
But you have time to post that picture.
No,
on Instagram.
I post pictures of my truck. But that don't mean that. That don't mean that.
That means that truck's more important than I am.
See, that's the problem. That's not. If I'm feeding you and taking you to dinner,
I'm telling you how a girl thinks. You're welcome.
And I'm telling you, women, stop thinking like that.
But you're welcome.
Because if a dude is taking you out to dinner, and feeding you on his dime and ain't asking you for nothing, he likes you. I don't know a man on this planet nowadays that's going to date somebody just to be dating, or going to hang out and go to restaurants with them just to be going. Now. Okay, I take that back because some dudes will do that.
Yeah, thank
for,
you.
For the end game. But if they're doing it consistently, no. If a guy's spending time with you, if he's spending time with you, he likes you.
It's not enough.
Wow.
We just need one post. Come on.
I don't need to post pictures of my relationship.
One Insta story, one Snapchat.
And ladies, let me tell you, the worst thing you can do for your relationship, if you're a grown, full-grown woman, is to ask your significant other, why haven't you posted any pictures of me on your Facebook or your Instagram? Do you know how stupid you look when you say that,
though? You know how much that bothered me in my last previous relationship?
Wendy, don't be that girl. Wendy,
you
are a nice, wholesome young lady. Don't be that girl. Wendy, you have so many great qualities. Don't be that girl.
I'm just telling you how a girl thinks.
Don't
be
that girl.
Guys, I am helping your future relationships and your dating life. Post at least one picture saying, I like you.
And now my phone is blowing up.
Oh, imagine that.
Hey, listen.
Are they saying, oh, Wendy is right?
No, they're saying, oh, that's why you want to take me out to dinner. No, it's just like, listen. I work. It's football season.
Here comes
football
the excuses.
Season.
No.
Hey, listen.
Look at the smile on your face right now. You can't even hide it.
Hey, that's why I hate when people I know listen to the station.
Thank you for giving me a second reason never to get divorced again. The first reason.
Hey, John, stay married, man.
The first reason is I happen to love my wife.
This whole dating landscape
very
is ridiculous.
It's so difficult.
The second reason, ridiculous. I'm never going to date again.
It's really hard.
Well, because I love my wife very much, but I mean, that's
stay with your wife, John. Stay with your wife.
Yeah, she can post on Facebook pictures of us. That's okay. I don't care no more.
Yeah, because you out the game. And you out the game.
Even John posts pictures of his wife.
Because he's been married. He's been married for like 55 years.
It doesn't mean anything.
If you're in a relationship, can you not just post?
I don't need to. If you're in a relationship, I don't need my relationship to be. I don't need to justify. I don't feel like I need to justify my relationship on an Instagram post. I don't need to do that. If I'm hanging out with you, baby doll, I'm hanging out with you.
I'm sorry, but he is right. If you have to justify your relationship with a social media post, I think that's pretty sad.
It's not justifying. It's just showing off when you want to show off.
I don't want to show off. I want to keep you to myself.
But you show off your gym selfies.
I keep it to myself. I don't even take gym selfies no more. I didn't even do Thoughtapalooza this year.
You.
I didn't even do Thoughtapalooza. I didn't even take any thought pics.
I'm talking about guys in general. Just take my advice. Do one post or one Insta story if you really like her.
I tell you, the best relationships that I've seen are the ones that don't post their business on the Instagram or the social media. I'm just saying. And look at the guys like, yeah, Ray, hey, give me a high five on that fella. High five.
Yeah, well,
high fives all around. High five. Look at everybody. High five. High five.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell you,
all
women.
These guys don't want relationships.
My dog in the truck. My man in the truck give me a high five.
Y'all are spending the weekend alone. So have a great time watching
you playing?
The PGA Championship
My man just got, his lady just got in the car. He by himself. High five to my man in the GMC truck over there. High five there. But look at a happily married guy. Don't play your relationships out on Instagram or the social media. Don't do it, fellas. You're setting yourself up for failure.
This relationship advice segment brought to you by
a single man.
Plus, you don't want your side piece to see anyway. All right, so
see? I told you, Hugh.
Don't listen to John. John don't know what he's talking about.
Exactly.
You listen to dude.
Exactly.
Dude telling dad jokes.
That is my point. You don't want the side girl to know. See, I knew I was
right. I ain't never had a side piece.
But be married to Racetrack, too. I just stay right there. Racetrack at Mansell and Alpharetta. A few more minutes. We'll take you to the top of the hour. Rick and Randy going to be Twin Peaks and Buckhead. It's all ahead on a very busy Falcons Friday right here on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.